Hello, everyone. I want to go ahead and introduce our last speaker for today, Dr. Robbie Kendall-Melton. Robbie is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and E-Learning. Dr. Melton served as the administrator responsible for overseeing the operations of the Tennessee Board of Regents System-wide RODP virtual programs, which included the coordination of 47 higher education schools partnerships with the State Department of Education, business community, professional societies, and allied health agencies. Online degree offerings there include 8 programs, including technical certificates, associate degrees, bachelor's, MSNs, MEDs, and 7 teacher education additional endorsements. She has also oversight of the daily administration and operations of the region's online campus collaborative and degree programs, online workforce development and professional development, online course development, faculty training and technology, online teaching and learning initiatives, and system-wide distance education programs. Robbie, welcome to ELI. Thank you for joining us.
Life is good. Life is good. Hello, everyone. I know I'm the last speaker, and I know there are airplanes waiting. So I'm going to make sure that I get you out on time, and let me go over a little housekeeping, because when I start to present these apps, many of you will have the shakes, and you will want to download. Number one, I have all of the apps that I'm going to try to present and share on the website, so you don't have to worry about what was the name of that app, or did you get that? Number two, this is what you really need to know. Something could go wrong up here. If you all could just kind of stand and just look at the stage, I have every device you think you know of. And I have others that you go, I didn't even know. Number three, if you start to download, let me share with you what's going to happen. This is technology. The companies are going to go, wow, Robbie must be speaking. Here we go. That app is currently free. And after X number download, it will jump in price. And that's a fact. So what you're going to do, you're going to be cool. You're just going to wait. You can wait till tomorrow if you want these apps to stay free. We got to beat the system here. So, again, all of the apps are listed for you. So all you have to do is sit back and keep me on time, because I'm going to rock and roll. First of all, I'm an appologist. I made up that title. It sounds good. It makes me look like, oh, wow, she's an appologist. So you too can be an appologist. So again, or you can make up your own title. Well, everyone, let me just start off. I have my iPad right here. I'm using Air Server. I'm taking a dare. I'm from a system of 47 campuses. My chancellor, John Morgan, has decided that mobilization is a teaching and learning tool. And he took part of his budget, not a grant, not a foundation, his budget to say we will have a system level Office of Mobilization and a strategic plan and funding. Why? Because we all have one. Anyone in this audience right now without a mobile device, please just put your head down. Now, I've been in education a long, long time. I'm 61 years old. I'm as old as the federal law, 94-142. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm here to share with you all, I have something that is so dynamic. You can say it's an iPad or a Samsung or a Windows. Name it, it's up here. Why? Because our students are walking around with this device. And you'll hear educators argue and debate any significant differences in learning and teaching. I'm here to look at all of you right now, quote Robbie, significance? We all have one. Number two, we keep buying them. Number three, our family members have them. Four, our kids have better devices. Because we don't know what to do with it. Check emails, Angry Birds. No, I'm going to wake you up. And when you say, well, what about the teaching? All of those apps and all of those things, what are we to do? Everyone, we're educators. That's our job. We take content, whether it's from mobile devices, e-books, hardback books. We are teachers. We know how to take this information and look at our students' needs and adapt. Is that not true? Yes, that's true. Come on now, because I got to rock and roll. Also, when I present, I always have something new. I'll run through the things that you have seen before, but I got new stuff up here. But I've been blessed to be a teacher, and I am so proud. So when I present, I know that I was sent here for one person. The rest of you are just backups. There's someone in this audience need this information, or probably needs something up here. And usually I end up sharing because I purchase a lot of these things. So it's not the boards. That's on record. But I met someone yesterday who was in need of some of the items that I have. And I'm pleased to share with you. There's a young man, 8 years old, who's going to learn how to speak and write because of something right here. So are you all ready? Well, the first thing you all should be asking, how is she walking around and there's no wires? We were going to use Apple TV. Remember, we're the sixth largest system of higher education in the nation. And we were going to buy a whole lot of Apple TVs. Well, somebody last year said, have you heard of AirServer? And I'm like, nope. They said, you can present like I'm doing now without Apple TV. Apple TV costs $100. You need HDMI. You need to be friends with your IT department. I have a $4 solution right here, $4, and you watching it. And you all should be going, I didn't know that. Or if you did, surprise me and say, yeah, I'm using it too. $4 versus a $250 plus solution. And here it is right now. I have that information on the website for you. And by the way, I do not have stock in it. Let's rock and roll. Can we use these devices to teach and learn? Answer, that you got up this morning to find out? The answer is yes. It depends on the teacher and your students. So that was an easy one. Significant differences? Oh, yes. This is still a baby. The iPad and all these tablets, we're only talking 3-4 years old. But what usually happens when we evaluate all of this, we use our old testing measurements. We use our old testing tools to measure something brand new. Let's talk engagement, because some of you are engaged right now. You can multitask. Remember, I'm 61 years old. I was taught in order to learn, you could not have any stimulation around you and only one light bulb. Those days are over. So again, I have some apps for you that you're going to go, oh my gosh. So are you ready to rock and roll? Yeah. Who said yes? Because I got something for you. All right. Here we go right here. And let me just start going down the road. First of all, it says that you are to learn or at least become aware of the latest in technology. Well, here's the first one. This is your old slate. And yeah. Do you know they wanted to charge me $89 for this? Can you see the similarities? Yes. When you compare this with the iPad, look at the size. They're almost identical. Any special ed educators in here? You remember the old communication boards that we had to make? That's what this is. Montessori, all of your concepts are coming back on this tablet. So, can these change teaching and learning? Well, first of all, let's start with Windows. How many of you have Windows? How many of you heard of Windows? How many of you need a window? All right, I got your window tablets. Now, here's your latest and greatest. And this is two in one. It's a laptop, and you can push it out, and now it's a tablet. We have research to say this XPS is one that your engineering faculty member, math, the hard scientists tend to love. And here it is. Wouldn't you like one? Okay, who said who? I should just pass this out, and then everyone. And by the way, they did donate some of these to us. See, when you have a strategic plan for all of this, the companies will come because they need to know how we're going to use it also. So again, here's your Windows. Will it make a difference? Yes. Well, how about that Samsung? Here it is right here. This is your Samsung tablet, 10.1. Who would like a Samsung? Because in our district, let me share with you our strategic plan. See, I'm able to buy the top 10, and we then share it with all of our campuses. If not, we will lose a lot of money. Anyone remember the Entourage only 2 years ago? Who? I have like 10 of them. You, Entourage, remember? That was the tablet of all tablets, went out of business in 45 days. Had we purchased one tablet per campus, we would have been out of $30,000. You know how many Androids? This should be a game show. Right now, there are 202 Android tablets. And if every one of our campuses just wanted one, we would be bankrupt. So our strategic plan is for us to buy maybe 10 or 20, and then you just raise your hand if you're from Tennessee and you're able to test them out before you buy in volume. So here is your Samsung. However, how about that Microsoft and that beautiful commercial where they're just clicking, clicking? Well, let me share something with you all. The keyboard? No, you better have a flat surface all the time or you're in trouble. This thing costs over $100. They make another keyboard better. Let's talk ADA. When we're buying all of these products, do you have someone on staff to go, what about those with disabilities? Because this one is in trouble right here. That means if you are a public institution, you cannot afford to use these for teaching and learning. But this one, life is good. And here it is. Anyone care for Windows? Thank you. Oh, Next one. How about the Kindle Fire? Kindle Fire 1, 2, 3 HD. We're in trouble. Kindle Fire right now has problems with ADA. And I had a school that was going to purchase over 500. See, you can lose a lot of money and end up in court when you do not have a strategic plan of evaluation and assessment of these devices. So here's the Kindle Fire. Moving on, due to time, don't you just love this? Yes, you do. How about this Acer? Transformer. Where are my Transformer people? There you go. Let me share what happened. Look at the back of this. The back does not hold up. And when you drop it on the floor, and you will drop it, it's going to crack all the way. We've had this repaired 3 times. Where's Barbara? True? You can't afford to purchase devices that are not going to be locker proof. That's a new concept. Locker proof means I can take it and I can throw it against that wall, and life is good. Because many of these devices fall under your liability in terms of your insurance. And when they say, wow, it's broken, can you fix it? They'll say, how much does it cost? Well, if it doesn't cost over $1,000 or $2,000, you're just out of luck. Well, here's something. Right now, let's talk safety and security, because that's what's all of this about, too, in IT. How many of you right now with your mobile devices, if you turn over right now, would have information where if you lost it, left it, someone can turn it in to you? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4. What about the rest of you? Do you know that's the number one problem in losing mobile devices? People would love to turn them back to you, but they don't even know how to turn on your machine. Number two, if they turn it on, they don't even know you. And there's nothing to connect you to your device. So just a little hint. Remember in kindergarten, they used to say, put your name on the back. Put your name on the back. Life is good. You can get this back. Moving on very quickly, that's your Acer and your Transformer. Ooh, was this a surprise? How about that Google Chrome? What's a Google Chrome? This was a surprise. Anyone with a Google Chrome? Few? How about $190? Okay, one more time. $190. This is a surprise because they're selling like hotcakes. Have you not guessed that for the Tennessee Board of Regents, we are a BYOD, bring your own device? And we have to, because we have 205 students, and they're going to bring their own devices. So Google Chrome is going to come in, and it's cheap, and it's okay. Well, let's go with the good ones. How about iPad 1? Raise your hand if you got an iPad 1. What did you do with it? All right, how about iPad 2? Are you ready to upgrade? The new iPad, aka iPad 3. iPad 4? Somewhere around here, right here. Anybody with the 4? Now, interesting, a lot of people will start looking around like, did they make a 4? Did I miss out on the 4? Yes, you did. You missed out on the 4. Here it is right here. And guess what? You have a mini iPad. Didn't you love that? Who would love a mini? Well, here's the research. It's a gender thing. Females love the mini iPad because they can just take it and drop it in that purse. Guys didn't take to it. So again, I'm just going for research. Okay, some guys didn't take to it. Okay, all right. However, let me share what they did take to. Here is your Samsung. Oh, and yes, I have the one that Apple sued. Samsung has some features that are outstanding for teaching and learning. Let me give you one. Go to Boston, get off the airplane. There's a big poster, and it says, Samsung, come get a song. And you just walk over there and hold out your phone, and it instantly downloads a song. Why can't we have that for education? If you need math, come on over. Hold out your device. Bam. See, as educators, and I can say this because I'm old, and I started teaching when I was 19. Let me share something. We spend our time wanting to debate and argue. and everyone has one, and they're using it. We have to look at these devices with a different attitude to say, can this device help find the cure of cancer? Can this device help Johnny to read? Can this device help me to look good? They have apps for that, trust me. And the answer is yes. So again, we take a strategic view of these devices. And again, this is your Note 2. This is your Samsung. And why not hit it? Here's your Windows phone. Anyone with a Windows phone? Okay. I have BlackBerry up here. Anyone has a playbook? BlackBerry? One person. Good luck. I have for you all of your iPads. iPad 0, iPad 1, 2, 3, all of your iPhones right here. I want you all to know these devices are so dynamic, but we only play in Angry Birds. Because did you know I have lenses up here? Look at this one that you put on your iPhone. Professional lenses. And I have telescopes, microscopes. And we're still playing Angry Birds. I want you to know, on behalf of the medical profession, we're saving lives with these devices. So when you hear significant differences in terms of these devices, I have high blood pressure, and you know why. Yeah, too many devices, yes. Anytime we can save lives. Here's a blood pressure cuff. By the way, this is outdated. And you can plug into your phones or your tablets. And it will let you know you need to take your medication or even call 911. You all should be sitting there as educators going, oh my gosh. Because remember, we all have these phones, but no one's using them for educational content. Not only that, they have a breathalyzer that they're getting ready to market. All right, who wants to do the breathalyzer? But let me share with you what you will find. How about ultrasound? They have a device that hooks up to the iPhone, ultrasound. Can you imagine that? You all should be going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Not only that, I have a device that's coming out that will even take an X-ray or show that the person is expecting. See, I go behind the scenes with all of this. So when you ever come and they say, Robbie's speaking, just say, I know she has something new. They're able to hold that device over a pregnant person, and you can see X-rays of the baby. Everyone look at each other. You should go, oh, my gosh, I don't believe it. Oh, my gosh. But as educators, we soon go, how are they going to do it? What about IRBs? What about whatever, whatever? Let's stay on this level right here. Trust me, there's enough out of us that we're going to do research. So let me share with you what has happened from the iPad. Well, when they first started, they said, you know what? You shouldn't use a stylus. Those days are gone. You got stylus and even professional stylus. Do I have a drummer in the house? Would anyone like to drum? I have all of your professional stylus, drumsticks, and even one where, if you're my age, you can fan yourself. Ladies, you should be laughing. If you're going to be into all of this, you're going to have to loosen up, because I'm going to share with you the good, the bad, and the oh my gosh. Can anyone think of what is this right here? And I'll pull it out. And yes, you can twirl it. This is your document camera, your Elmo. And it works well. We have been testing this for now 2.5 years. Plug it in, PC, Mac, your mobile devices, life is good. $60. Okay, one more time, $60. Thank you. You're working with me. All right? Now, I just have a few more things to share with you. I have the Nook. The Nook was wonderful. Anyone with the Nook? Nook HD. Is it not wonderful? It was a surprise. So, again, you need a strategic plan in looking at all of these devices. I just have a couple of more to share with you, and then I'm going to those apps. We also run into a lot of junk. Here's one. And, again, I don't work for any company, so I can say what I want to say. This is your infrared keyboard. You too, wherever you can go. All right. Infrared. I'll put it down here. Wherever you are, you can type. I can put it on my arm, and you can type on my arm. Ladies and gentlemen, no. No. Number two, you're going to have a lot of company trying to sell you ADA products. Make sure. We have been burned big time. This costs over $150. It's a stylus that you pull out, and the person is supposed to put it in mouth. We have yet to been able to pull it out. See, all of this stuff is new. But when you think, well, I got a handle on this. This was a major surprise. Right here is a speaker, a little bling for you. $50, speaker, rubber. You can throw it. You don't have to plug it up. This is the best speaker for your iPhones. And I have one for the iPad. Anyone with an iPhone? iPhone 4S, 4, anyone? Watch this. Who would like this speaker? Well, this is a door prize. Oh, you thought you were going to just stay late and not get anything? Well, we're getting ready to go to the apps. But, again, we are a BYOD. That's why I keep these on me. And then, after they made this for every type of device, they came out with new devices. And let me share with you why you're here. These are the devices that no one's minding the store. These are your gaming controllers coming in. This is your Wii U. Do you know this is just as powerful as those iPad, Samsung, and the rest of them? Hooks up to the internet. And here's the one that many, like over those with mobile devices and children, this is the device they have. That is 3D without glasses. That has all of your augmented reality built in. And it hooks to the internet. And educators, we don't have a clue what's on these because we're still arguing if we should have electricity in our buildings. My point is, they're going to come in to your classroom, even with gaming. I don't have my earrings because I have earrings that hooks up to the internet, but I do have my watch, and some of you have seen it before. It's been updated. This watch is a cell phone, internet, heart rate, video camera. No, it's not Dick Tracy, it's Janice Tracy. You all need to know when you say we will not have mobile devices, you don't even know what they have. Because part of my presentation is to wake you all up to show you the dynamics of what's out there. Then you take it, you modify it, you get your curriculum people, your faculty, because that's their job. So are you ready for some apps? Yes, you are. Well, here's the interesting part. I have to go and find the iPad with all of the apps on it. So as I take a scroll, and I think it's this one, get ready to rock and roll. And here we go. Are we on? Don't you just love this? Here's the first app, everyone, that you want. You want this app because this app will help you to find other apps. In other words, let's say you love Angry Birds. Well, you just type it in, search. All of the Angry Birds will come up, but it will pull out all similar apps with that type of content and technology. So if nothing else, you should be going, oh, I want that app, I want that app. But you're not going to download right now. Oh, no, not now. Number two, let me share with you what I have. You're going to love this one. Take a look at this app. This is a big boy app, meaning look at the technology. We're going inside of a tomb. Okay, wake up over here. We're going inside of a tomb in Egypt. We're in Denver. Not only that, do you know they have live shovels? You know, dig, dig, shovel, shovel, that you can work from your mobile device and dig live in the tomb. You all should be going, oh my gosh, look at this. We're inside a tomb. And as we go in, they have cameras there so you can see live what's going on. Now, if you're an educator and you want to know significant differences, we're inside a tomb. I mean, what research do you need to say we're studying and we're inside the tomb live? Well, let's rock and roll. I'm going to give you an array of apps. Everyone should have this app. Video Time Machine. How do I know about all these apps? I'm an apper. I'm an appologist. I get up every morning at 4 o'clock and get apps from all over the world. And I love it because then I can share with everyone. Well, that one didn't come off because we're toggling. Everyone, I have an app here, and it will go all the way back to 1860. Anyone remember those days? Well, if not, you put in the date that you would like, and I'm going to go to 1952. I love 1952. And what this app will give you, all of the movies from that year. Okay, all of the movies from that year. After this, you come see me. Oh, yes, oh, you are working with me. Number two, it will give you all of the music. All of the TV shows, the news, the sports. I'm from Michigan. That's my home. I bleed blue. We were winning back there in 1952, too. All right. You have games. You all should be sitting there right now going, wow, look what that will do for history, for sports, for news, for journalism. You all should be going, oh, Video Time Machine. That's one for me. Let's rock and roll. Here's one right here. Roma. Roma is a college book, and no more where you sit in the seat and you go, well, what about Rome? Well, with these apps, you got to get up and walk. And I don't know if you can see it, but I can look up and see to the left, to the right, to the floor. In other words, you're experiencing Rome versus just sitting there reading it. And if you would like not only to go there, but you want to go inside the building, guess what? You're going inside the building. And are you going to talk to me? Is this a significant difference in learning? Well, prepare yourself. Here we are. Now, are you all ready to go inside the building? Have you been inside this building before? One, two, three people. Four. Well, the rest of us, we're going to. And again, look at this. We can go right inside that building. You all should be going, I went to Rome today. You're in Denver, but you already been in a tomb. You've been in Rome, but let's rock and roll. Let's move on. On behalf of Dale, my friend, he gave me this app. Now, this is going to cause some rumbling. So everyone, take your side. This app will do formulas for you instantly. Who likes it? You like that? It's free. Don't dare. Don't you dare download. And if you want to do like algebra, trig, and all of those, you know, where you do all of this and you do this and you do this and all of that, it will do that too. Look at there. You all should scream. And it's free. But don't do it. Don't do it. I have the name. It's called My Strip Script. Here's one. And I want you to look at this technology. Well, that one's toggling off. Let me bring up one that has research on it. This is Toca Boca. This is one of the best preschool elementary apps in terms of attention span. 3-year-old, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-old. They're on this app for at least 10 minutes. That's a long time. Toca Boca brings in, and it's delayed. I'm here to bet you. You take Toca Boca Hair Salon. They make others hair salon, and you watch the engagement of those students. I'm telling you, if you have children, instead of bringing them a teddy bear back home, take them Toca Boca. They will love you. You will love them. And let me now ask you a research question. Have you noticed on the airplane, bus station, wherever you go, parents will do this. Kids acting up. Everyone, what do? They take out that phone and bam. And then the kids are cool. Well, educators, that's our job. There's a time and a place for all of this. We don't want our kids addicted to this. And we need to know what educational content. So let me just run through, because on my PowerPoint that's somewhere in cyberspace, I got wearable technology. That's what your students are going to come. They're going to come ready, and all you do is hold up. But let me bring you up Word, and then I got some new ones. Here's Word Lens. When I went to Paris, I didn't know and didn't have time to learn a new language. I took my iPad. Why? Because all I had to do is put it over the words, and it will instantly translate. Okay, how many of you know a language? Let's try this one more time. I didn't know French. All I was able to do is walk, hold up my device, and instantly it started to translate. You all should scream. Not only that, and keep me on time because I'm going to start moving very quickly. Here's one that's new. Coming in, you're going to love this one. First of all, for those of you who are asleep, I got something for you. First of all, I'm going to just take this side right here. And we're ready. And okay. Look at this technology. Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. It's called action movie, movie action. In other words, everyone look at me. I am 61 years old. I'm before color TV. You got an app this dynamic that I instantly can take a photo, add layers in, and make a whole new, and you're not screaming? Let me share with you some other dynamic apps that are game changers. The next app I would like to present to you, I might as well go ahead and zap them now. I'm going to zap. Here's your new technology. It's called Zapper. And you're able to wear your technology. And here we go. So at your games, instead of having your little pom-poms like before, remember the pom-poms? You wear your T-shirt. So in a few minutes after this comes all the way down, if not, I'll grab another one. By the way, this is free, and you can make your own zapper. You'll see where that T-shirt will come alive. So while it's downloading, or someone's going to go up there and just grab that one and hit zapper. Oh, wait a minute, we're ready to zap. Are you ready? Here we go. And let's see. Oh, I'm on my microphone here. You can see him, and he's going, oh-hoo! I'm a teacher. See, I know how to just step in. And again, you'll see him dancing and singing. Did I say it was free? Let me just move very quickly. I have some other apps. Take a look at this app right here. On behalf of the Tennessee Board of Regents, we have a strategic plan that when we find game-changing apps, our faculty members do not have to purchase them. We purchase. Here is one app right here of the elements, and you all should be going, oh my gosh, look at this. This is a teaching tool. Now, again, I'm not going to give you a lesson plan. That's your job. That's my job, to adapt this type of content to our student. By the way, you can do experiments. And by the way, it also comes in 3D. And this is one app. Very quickly, here's another app that we have used, and we have data coming in. We're looking at a 16% increase in test scores and engagement. And yes, you can dissect a frog on your iPad. You can cut them, gut them, and fry them. Now, educators, we know that there is a place for simulations. We don't want our doctors leaving us with simulation. So please, let's get beyond that to look at this. By the way, we worked with this company whereby they were able to put a quiz in and the whole nine yards. But let me take you to one of the big boys. Look at this app. The medical profession has really taken in on all of this. And you tell me, can you learn from this? Look at this. Who said wow? Do you need this app? See me afterwards. This is an app that costs, but it's worth it. Because again, we now have data coming in terms of significance. But let's talk touch here. Here's an app that I love. You're able to take your hand and to help students to understand that your hand is made up of cells and molecules. Are you all ready for this? Everyone, let's hit it. You just hit. See, these tablets are meant to be used. So I'm putting all my cells down here, and now let's see what happens. Well, you can't see it here, but I'm going inside, and you can see it takes it all the way down inside and back it off. I'm here to share with you a couple of more. Keep me on time. Here's one coming in called Back in Time. Now, again, it's trying to catch up. Don't stress out on me. Life is good. See? That was easy. Look at this technology. Anyone curious about how the world started? Would you like to know how the world started? Guess what? All I have to do is go back in time. I just whine and all the way back to the Big Bang Theory, and you can watch the creation of life. from the Big Bang all the way up. You all should be going, oh my gosh, look at this content coming across. But let's speed up life. Okay, so now you see, now we're back to the present. Life is good. Moving on, I have one for the music department. And you know, I have to meet with faculty members all the time. You'll never know what will turn them on. Here's one, and I can't even sing. This is a tuner. Don't you know? This one faculty member jumped up and hugged me over this one app. So many of you are not singers in here. This was an app that was so dynamic to her, it was like, oh my gosh, I must have this. But is Stephen in the house from ACU? This is Stephen's app. By the way, this is a free app. Oh, you can't hear him scream. And he's screaming too. This is a simulation for child development. This little boy is having a real temper tantrum. And you need to decide what you're going to do. So let's give him some candy so he can really tear up the classroom. Again, we now have apps where you can put your own content. And by the way, that one's free too. But everyone look at me, because I have another app, and I'm not able to show it, but I can talk about it. Why? Because we don't have time. Everyone in here, this is what you want to know. Wouldn't you love to be able to use all of these technologies, all of those devices, all at one time? Wouldn't you love, as an instructor, where I can come in and I can say, ladies and gentlemen, take out your device of choice, and what I have on my iPad would instantly show up on your device. You would like that? Watch this. Wouldn't you like it where if I'm teaching and presenting right now, and I'm able to push, regardless of the device that you have, what I have here, and if you wanted to surf the internet, I would know instantly. Wouldn't you like that? Ladies and gentlemen, we got two apps that will do that. One is called Go Class, and Go Class right now, I can walk in on this side and say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to push what you see here on your device, and Bill Graves, my good friend, is going to try and check email, and it will say, Bill Graves left the session. Time on task. You also have Nearpod. These apps are free right now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But you can test out a lot of these apps because the technology is now to that point. So, may I have the time, please? 35. All right, I'm getting ready to rock and roll. I'm going to share with you apps from preschool to PhD. And again, I will let you know if they're free so that you'll go, okay, as soon as I get on that shuttle, I'm downloading. I'm waiting on Al Gore to come up, because on behalf of e-textbooks, iBooks, U-books, my books, we don't need hardback books turning into PDFs coming on these mobile devices, and we're still with the same content in the same format. We want the content, but we want it in a different way because our students are different. So, after Al, come on Al, comes on, you'll see what we're talking about. But as he is downloading, and you all should be going, she's walking around with that iPad for $4. That didn't thrill anybody. Let me give you apps that you should take an awareness of. Here's an app that changed the way we teach sign language. I can sign. I have a degree. However, I got this app at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, And someone said, take a look at this app. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I ever send you an app and I say download now, pull your car over. Tell your family, got to stop. Robbie's sending an app through. This app was so powerful. I named him John. You just type in what you want, and instantly John will sign. And no one said, oh my gosh. You can turn them. You can now see sign language from the side, from the back. You can put John to bed and he's signing. But let me share with you, and this is the reason why you need a strategic plan. iPad 1, iPad 2 cannot do this. You can type, but for iPad 3, 4, mini, iPhone 5. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to type anymore. I can speak. Who said that? There you go. You need to come on up front. In other words, think of your hearing impaired students, and now you have a microphone. You have to understand, when Apple built this, they didn't have that in mind. They just updated. By the way, did you all update? You know they just had a recent update. Wouldn't you love to know what is that update about? That's what we do. And then sometimes we'll say, don't update. Because sometimes you'll update and your apps will not work anymore. And then we do the workaround. But everyone, here is the miracle for those students with hearing impairment. I can tap on the microphone. Hello, hello, life is good. I didn't even have to type. That is a miracle. If you didn't learn anything else from this presentation. But how would you know? How would you know? How would you even know? This is what we've been able to do for you all. Thank you, John. You worked today. Let me share. Oh, by the way, let me do Leaf Snap. Anyone know about Leaf Snap? They're supposed to be updating this because it didn't snap for me. Look, everyone, I don't garden, okay? But Leaf Snap is supposed to, where I can just take my device, hold it over a live plant, and bam, it tells me what it's about. Wouldn't you love that? Forget that. I got a better one. How many of you are on a diet? How many of you ever heard of a diet? Got an app for you, and I hope it doesn't work. See, sometimes you don't want things to work. I have an app called Meal Snap. What you do, you get your food, and before you eat it, you hold your device over it, and it will share with you the calories. Okay, one more time. You got a Twinkie in front of you. And you're not sure if that's on the Weight Watchers plan. You just hold your device, cross your finger that the app is not working, and it will come up and say it's only 2 calories, life is good. This is what type of technology that you have, and everybody has it. But educators, we have to get on board. So that's Leaf Snap, and now here we go. Books. I'm going to put this down. Everybody in here better have K-O-B-O. Everywhere I go, I say K-O-B-O, How many? Okay, pretend that you have K-O-B-O. Everyone, put a hand up. Do you have K-O-B-O? Yes. Do you have K-O-B-O? Yes, you do. Because you know it is a free app that will give you 1.5 free million books. Forget that. They had an update. Many people will get their tablets and their apps and never update. Sometimes you need to update because now KOBO will give you 2.5 free million books. Woo! You're walking around with a full library. And we're saying we're trying to figure out if there's a significance in teaching and learning. Well, on behalf of the Tennessee Board of Regents, this is what we worked out. We have an app that will get you into all of our college, university libraries. If you see your state, you might be able to get in too. So if we go to Tennessee, I can pull up all of our databases on our tablets, on our phone, regardless if it's Android, Apple, and don't say update my resources because we don't have time. When I say it gives me all of my databases, the majority of them, look at me, full text, full text, full text. And you're going to share with me as you sit here and we're getting ready to run out of time that you're worrying about if this is going to make a significant difference? All right, who has money? Take out your money. I need dollar bills, 5, 10, 15, 20. And if you have more than that, help us out. I have an app on behalf of those with a visual impairment. This app reads money. Anybody with some money? A dollar bill? Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm going to close my eyes because this app, if I move my finger out of the way and find out where's my camera with my fingers right there, will tell me.
$5.
And if I had the sound, it would say $5. You all should be going, oh, my gosh.
$1.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know, and by the way, I highlighted over 30, 40 apps for you on the website. And let me take you to the website. You see, I'm going to retire. Yes, Barbara, I know I say that all the time, but I am. I have a website with over 70,000 apps that have already been coded and ready for you. We update all the time. Don't you just love this? Someone was looking for a house. By the way, I app all the time. Bus, name it. If you would go to www, and I'm going to bring it up, .tbrmobile, one word, tbrmobile.org, you will see what I have for you. Anyone there? TBR Mobile. And I was trying to do the shortcut. Anyone there? Because I'm not there, because I'm toggling. On that website, and I'm going to go back, and you will see what I have for you. I'm surprised someone didn't say, what happened to the PowerPoint? Ah, you know how PowerPoint goes. All right, here we go. And here we are. By the way, do you know people sleep with their mobile devices? They date? They mate? Do I have someone who loves to cook? There's a new app called iCookbook Voice Activation. You just stand by the stove and you just say turn or burn. Or hope life is good. New app coming through. Here is on the PowerPoint all of the information that you need to know. I have your research regarding differences on our website. By the way, everyone look at me. If you go to the website, anything that you see that you need, take it. Life is good. If you like the logo, life is good. We have to learn how to share. I have all of your research here, and I have 2 minutes. Air server, all that you can do with mobile devices. And I have the website. And then I have wrapped up. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all very much. because I know what it is to be the last speaker. But just in case you all weren't really into it, I want you all to know that I had downloaded an app to clap for me. You got to go for yourself sometime. And please, I hope you will understand, I take this to be a tool to help students. I love teaching. I'm not here to impress anyone. Too old. Got grandchildren. Learning is about us taking control of this technology. I thank you very much. I'm sure I have a phone call. I forgot all about the telephone. Tell them to call on one of the devices. They'll try to get me. Yes.
Yeah, we should have set that up. The first question that I have from our online audience would be, for your district, who pays for the apps?
The district.
The district. Thank you very much. And how do you manage the purchase of apps for individuals?
They fill out a little survey that takes less than 3 minutes, how they're going to use that app and how they're going to evaluate it. And the agreement, can you give us feedback? Can we come and do a little taping of you? And then life is good.
And do you share those survey results then?
Oh, yes. It's all on the website.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, everyone. It's time for you all to get ready to go. This is the app that you need. Flightboard. You need Flightboard. Flightboard is the same board when you go to the airport and you need to know where your gate. Oh, I told you I'm an apper. So here's the app, Flightboard, and it's for all airports around the world, and there it is. Hey, don't you like that? Is that not a... So go in peace. Remember, I have all of the apps. If you would like to be on, I don't have a blog, just send me an email. We just put you on the list because I get apps all the time, and then I can shoot them to you. So again, it's Robbie Melton. It's up there or in the book, Life is Good. All right, I'm going to turn this back, and where's Malcolm? Malcolm? Well, can someone pretend to be Malcolm? Thank you. Malcolm, I want to thank you so much for inviting me. You know, I flew in last night, and I don't even know where I am, but I have apps to let me to go back home. And everyone, all of this is outdated that I shared with you because you have now headgear coming on called Google Glasses, and Verizon has their, and you'll see people walking around with headgear where I'm able to thank you virtually and hug you virtually, and then life is good. Thank you.